Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. Great to have you with us on the program today. 30 years in the making, 5 episodes, million-year-old romance, past lives, space battles, intrigue, Lemuria, Atlantis, interdimensional scientific and spiritual principles, today's false religious beliefs, and other secrets exposed in detail. This series, the Legacy series, is a must-read by every truth-seeker. Legacy is a futuristic novel based on the author's visions and previous sojourns in this and other worlds. One man's incredible journey through lifetimes as far as a million years, his blunders, triumphs, worlds, and places where these journeys took place. And the author is once again our guest on the program, Robert Maxim. Experienced several sleep time visits to other worlds as a child, witnessed countless alien craft. These visions continue to this day in both wake and sleep states. He studied concert piano at age 3, but changed his calling to science following his visionary experiences. It's the Legacy series, and the author back with us on the program, one of our most popular guests ever with us on the show, Robert Maxim. Robert, welcome back to the show. I say one of our most, the most popular guests that we've had. We get such response, and once again tonight, I don't get to ask any real questions because we're answering all of yours. We ask people to submit their questions at our website or at Robert's, and we bring them up on the program. And Robert, we've got some really good questions this time. First of all, welcome back, and how are you doing?
Oh, fantastic. Thank you and listeners for having me on the show. I'm here to serve.
Well, and serving you're doing in a fine shape, and we're going to mention here in a few minutes, you've got the conference coming up in Las Vegas, and we were chatting beforehand. You've got like a world tour coming up here where you're going to be doing conferences in different cities. We'll talk about that in a few minutes, but let's jump in. This is sort of picking up where we ended up the last time, and you said, let's start next time and talking about this because we didn't have enough time to do justice. The first question is, does the government have pictures and information proving life on other planets that they are not showing us? And we talked about this last time. Yule told the story that led me to believe, at least, that a story was suppressed that might have been a real revelation. Talk about that. Are they not giving us all the information, the government not giving us everything?
Oh, absolutely. It's 99.99999% hidden.
Wow.
And most don't realize just what it is hidden. If listeners would have a look at my website under the evidence tab, there they will find pictures of buildings, animals, trees, water, bases on the moon, and spacecraft. Now, we can go further than that. We can look at alien encounter videos taken by Apollo missions on the lunar grounds. How about amateur astronomers that captured craft moving to and from the mountain? Even back in the 1800s, an observatory in Zacatecas, Mexico, even took a photograph. I have that on my website also. Let's take it up a notch. How about considering relationships and information sharing deals brokered with aliens?
Wow.
That's in place. And how about, let's talk about the infamous TR-3B. It's called the Black Manta UFO. That's made in the United States of America, made in USA. Go ahead and look it up.
Now, let me go back over that. A UFO, unidentified flying object, we think is coming at us from somewhere outside of this world, this universe, made in the United States?
That's correct.
I heard that correctly. Okay.
Yes, we have the technology.
Wow. So we're manufacturing UFOs now. That's incredible. We're denying they exist. But if you want a UFO, we can sell you one.
That's right. The price is right. Yeah, you can have one in your garage.
Wow, that's just, I'm sorry I interrupted there, but I needed to make sure that I actually understood that correctly.
Uh-huh. There was an instance, I was working at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory way back then. I may have made mention of this, but talk about suppressing information. I was working in the imaging lab, and I met individuals and saw pictures where their whole job was to take pictures taken by the lunar satellites of the time. We're talking 1981 thereabouts. And their job was to take a look at this picture, and if they saw anything on the surface that looked alien, they were supposed to either smudge it or cut and paste a section of another lunar picture, and they were supposed to insert it into that section to cover it, and then remaster the photograph. This was going on extensively back in the 80s.
This is just absolutely amazing. I see why you didn't want to like get into this in 30 seconds at the end of the last program, because there's so much there. And it's interesting because you can find a lot of what Robert's mentioned on his website, which is rgaetan, rgaetan.com. What are the evidence tab? That's where you've got the, and plan on spending a little bit of time there, because you're going to all of a sudden find hours have gone by and you're looking at this thinking, could this actually be true? So the government really has tried to suppress this. There's no doubt in your mind. You've actually seen this.
Yeah, I've been in the center where they smudge the pictures. I have been in conferences that have been suppressed that showed writings on the rings of Saturn. So, yep, I have been in misinformation central, you could say that.
It's interesting, and that question we really appreciate, and the one that brought all this on the last program. If you have questions, it's very simple. You can go to Robert's website, rgaetan, rgaetan.com, and there's an area there where you can contact the author and you can submit your information. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. There's an area there for viewer comments, and just put your question, which I'll direct to Robert. And if we don't get to it on the next program, it's because we had a lot of others coming in. We try to take these in order as they come in, but we keep going through these, and we'll try to get through as many as possible on the program tonight. If I'll quit talking and go to the second question, which is, I've seen your picture on Mars. I've seen your pictures of Mars. Have you ever been intimidated by the government for taking these pictures and making them public?
Oh, since I was 15 years of old, of age.
Sorry. Wow.
I have been blocked. I have received discouraging encounters. I've met a government agents face to face. I've been told to quit it. I've been threatened. And I even lost four employments as a result of my activities. Even recently, I won't mention who out of respect, but I have suddenly been taken off of employment. Extremely important responsibilities. No one else could do the job. I was sure of it. And all of a sudden, job terminated as soon as people found out what I had on my website, which is kind of curious.
Yes.
But quitting is not in my nature. I will always find a way to stay gainfully employed, but I will not quit my mission. My mission must go on no matter what.
And you'll see the results of that at the website. Actually, two websites, but the one directly with Robert is rgaetan, rgaetan.com. The other website, which a great deal of information as well, as unarianseunited.com. Both of those are on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly to Robert's website and get the information. Another question follows along this line, and a couple of interesting sub-questions in this. Your visuals are impressive. I keep thinking, though, why are you the only one showing these, and why are others who have had access to these not sharing them with the public? So two-part question, interesting both aspects of that.
That's a really powerful question. Oh, where do I begin? Well, in actuality, not everyone has seen alien worlds or past events. Many individuals have, but you know, they actually ignore a way or channel to bring them forth, especially after you just heard of what I've gone through.
Yes.
Because, you know, they fear for their lives. They fear for their livelihoods. So they'd rather be in the background. Others choose not to do any type of reveal, dreading ridicule, especially from family members. I've got some of that too. Others actually get lost in the world of fame and money and go as far as to modify what they saw to be more in line with popular trends and beliefs. They turn it into a marketing scheme, which is kind of a shame. Some individuals don't know how to share information, period. And they try to use local social channels. They have friends post things, etc. And I try to be as public as I can. And as we were mentioning before, I'm now taking this information on the road. I've got speaking engagements set up in Argentina, in Canada, and in Spain, in Miami. And I will go wherever Destiny's Call takes me next. Actually, if anyone would like to give me a conference, have me give a conference near them, I will gladly do so, but only under one condition. I cannot accept money or donations or even sell my books during the event because of a very important principle. The brothers shared this information with me free of charge. So how, in best sense, how can I charge for it? So help to humanity must be free of charge.
So you're,
I will do it gladly, no charge.
So you're spreading that message. And if you go to Robert's website, rgaten.com, you'll find the dates coming up. Now, the one that's really getting close is October 20th. That's going to be held, the Roberts Conference in Las Vegas, October 20th. A number, I'll give it now, and I'll give it again at the end of the program for information, and it's also at the website, is 702-239-4308, 702-239-4308. And I think as we talked the last time, that was beyond standing room only at that point, wasn't it? I mean, you've got, I think you were talking about adding a second meeting there.
Yes, that may be a possibility. Even if I had to add three or four, I will be there as long as people need me.
And it's interesting because I'm sure these people are coming truth seekers, and it's got to be rewarding to be in there and be able to share the experience, your message, what you know with these people that are there for that specific purpose. Getting back to questions, so we move through some of these tonight. When you have a vision, is there a message or instruction for you?
Oh, indeed, yes. And it is always one that must be shared with others. And that's one reason why these conferences are being held and also these radio interviews. No information that is given is to be kept silent. It must be given.
It's interesting. So a vision, there's a purpose for a mission then, a vision.
Indeed, there is. It's not necessarily to be kept inside. It must be shared.
Next question. How many other worlds are there, and how many have you visited? I think you touched on that before, that what multiple worlds out there. How many are there, and how many have you visited?
Well, this galaxy alone, there's like 10 billion stars. So multiply that times anywhere from 10 to 20 planets in each system. You're talking about hundreds of billions of planets just in one galaxy. Where I've been, well, there are planets, for example, that are physical, pretty much like ours. There are spiritual worlds that are not physical. Let's take the case of Venus, for example. Venus is inhabited at numerous dimensional levels simultaneously. I've been there three times. I've been to Alpha Centauri twice. I've been to Carina, worlds in the Carina Nebula down south. Mars, Saturn, and a few others that I haven't yet placed on a map, but hopefully I'll get that information soon. I've also been to worlds that no longer exist. How can I go to a place that doesn't exist? And that's because a lot of these astral travels happen not necessarily on the present timeline. Again, it happens in the present, but you're visiting either in the present or in the past or in the future. In the astral state, time does not exist.
Yeah, that's so fascinating. And we've got a question that's coming up later in the rotation in talking about time. And we've talked about this before, and it really is, it's tough for us to comprehend. You know, for us, time is pretty specific. I can tell you the time now. I can tell you the time, what it's going to be an hour from now. I'll tell you what the time is now in Buenos Aires, that type of thing. But we'll get into that specifically in a little bit, talking about times. You're listening to This Week in America, by the way. Robert Maxim is our guest on the program, M-A-X-X-I-M. He's the author of the Legacy series. You'll find information on the series at Amazon. You'll find it at his website, rgaetan, G-A-E-T-A-N.com. This is really, and we'll spend a little more time on a future program where we really need to get into the series. This is what brought us together, and we've had so many questions that have come out of that discussion, that original discussion. We haven't really spent a whole lot of time talking about legacy and all the literally hours, months, years that have gone into putting this together, the Legacy series. Information at Robert's website and Amazon as well. Back to questions. Have you been to heaven? If so, what is it like?
Well, maybe a picture will explain it. You know, you've had a lot of folks that have had out-of-body experiences, near-death experiences, and the next thing they know, they're in this heavenly place, and they call it heaven. Well, it really, really isn't heaven. It's just a step in the ladder of dimensions. So what I can say, it's not a cloud, it's not a final destination, but it's just a dimensional plane that is higher than ours. So above that plane, there are even higher heavens without end. I'll direct listeners to view the Venus video that's on my website. And that's what we would call heaven. And I think when you see it, you will agree, boy, that's heavenly. But, you know, it's only like a rest area in evolution's infinite highway. There are even grander places, grander dimensions beyond your dreams that lie beyond that. So when you see that Venus video, just think of it. That's just the tip of the iceberg. If you think that's beautiful, wait until you see what's waiting there for you.
There is so much information at the website. How long has it taken you to compile all of the information there, the evidence? And that's why you can listen and you can be a skeptic. But if you go to the website and you look at the evidence, you're going to come away with that. At least, maybe there's some possibility to this. It's very thorough. How long has it taken you? How many years have you put into the compilation of that evidence folder?
Oh, gosh, about 45 years,
wow.
Roughly.
That's just a wealth of information there that, like I say, allow plenty of time when you're going to look at that, because you're going to want to keep going back and looking at the information. A lot of it, as Robert has talked about, you can sort of reference what we're talking about during the course of the program. We've talked about, and I mentioned it before, one of the websites is UnarianSUnited.com. A question, the website Unarians United is often mentioned on the radio interviews. What is Unarius, and is this another religion?
No, it's not a religion. Unarius is composed of numerous students who share in a positive forum their experiences, much as the experiences I've had. There is a dimensional plane that is, shall we say, a development area for spiritual beings. Venus is one of those worlds, actually. It's one of the members of what we call the Unarius plane. The information on these planes was brought forward by numerous psychics. One of them was called Dr. Ernest L. Norman. And he had perhaps the most thorough view, these dimensions. I happened to see it first when I was 15 years old. I didn't read Dr. Norman's descriptions until I was 18. So that was my checkpoint, my verification. Check, this is real. So Unaris is basically a group of higher celestial worlds. We can call it heaven, like we were just describing. It is not an earthly group or place. It is not an earthly building or belief system. It is actually a spiritual organization. Now, this I have to mention, that sometimes beliefs and teachings can be adulterated. And as people research Unarius, I do have to say, you know, there's one group in California that has set themselves up as Unarius agents on this world. Dr. Norman said, don't do that. The planes, these higher planes have said, don't do that. But yet these people decided to go on their own and really make a religion out of this. And that's not the intent of the infinite, not at all. And also what these people have to share is not in line with celestial objectives. What they're about is basically waiting for UFOs to land, and they actually worship their teacher. This is just, I have no word to describe just how wrong this is. So, but other than that, the Unarius planes are very real, and I have been to them. So just word of caution, as you search for information, you can be very easily waylaid by those who have distorted information. You'll always have to check and verify before you give in. So please research and verify everything.
Yeah, research and verification are two words that Robert has used. This is program number 40 that we've done, and I don't think there's been any one of the 39 previous programs where he hasn't talked about being able to discern what actually is being said and doing some research and making sure it may sound great. It may be the answer you want, but it may not be accurate. So Robert Maxim, our guest on the program, author of Legacy Series, his website, argaten.com. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back to a religion questions. A question. It seems early religion and history confirm reincarnation. Why is it denied now by modern religion?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That one could take a couple of hours to answer.
30 seconds, you're on the clock. Go.
Oh, gosh. I know the religion police will be on my doorstep in any moment. Well, the reason it's been denied is because it invalidates the intercessor concept. This intercessor concept was worked out in Nicaea around 312, 313 AC, thereabouts. This concept was brought forward by religious precepts put up basically by Paul of Tarsus. Now, note that all of Paul's books, for the most part, and I mean no offense to anybody, none whatsoever, but you can research this yourself, they contradict Jesus' teachings. All of them. Now, Jesus' words were then deliberately mistranslated to agree with Paul. But you see, if you read the original, you will see this for yourself. Jesus himself used the word palingenesia. Palingenesia is a Greek reserved word for, yes, reincarnation. Titus did too in chapter 3, verse 5. He used palingenesia. Now, we've all read about the man that was born blind and the Pharisees asked Jesus, well, was this man born blind because of his sins, or was it the sins of his parents? Well, if this man was born blind and had not committed sins yet, does that make sense? That he was born blind because of his sins? See, the Pharisees believed in reincarnation, and that's what they were talking about. If you read Pharisee works, you will see that they actually practice reincarnation. Also, read founder references to reincarnation, and that includes generations from the Apostle Mark, like Origen. How about Saint Augustine? There are so many. I could take hours to describe this. I know my 30 seconds are up, but
I'm not gonna stop you. You are on a roll and doing very well. You have me hooked with this. I forgot I put you on the clock, and we've exceeded that time. So whatever it takes, it's interesting, the explanation. And then again, we're back to this whole translation deal where people sort of translated the way they wanted it to be translated.
Well, you know, Rick, and here's one. How about Enao Anoten? Enao Anoten has been translated as born again. And this is all over the internet. You know, born again means this, born again means that. You have to look at Enao Anoten and find out what it means. What it basically means is come back to life from heaven, or come forth out of heaven back to life. Again.
Yes.
So that's what born again means. It doesn't mean to be born again in faith now. It means you were in heaven after you were living on the flesh. Now you're coming back from heaven back into the flesh. That's what Henao Anoten means. You will find all of these references in the science tab again of my website. That's a very important tab for researchers. Where there are several topics on reincarnation that you can see from all over the world. The reincarnation, you see, is not just stuck to Asia. It's stuck to the Middle East. It's stuck to the past. It's how about the Americas? Tons of information there. Even scientific evidence. Now, Christianity, Paul's style, did not stand a chance against reincarnation. So that's why reincarnation had to go. I hope that helps, and I hope the information that's on the website can help.
Yes to both. That did help and gives us a little bit of context in addressing the question that was asked. And again, further at the website, once again, a wealth of information, rgaetan.com. Link directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Next question, can you initiate contact with the aliens? It's an interesting question. If you haven't heard in a while and you'd like to get a sign of some kind, can you initiate that?
The logical answer for those who understand contact in a certain way would be a flat no. But taking it in a different route, I would have to say that the contact is there at all times for us that are of same heart and mind as these people are. Now, I hold dear to all those I've met physically and spiritually, especially masters that I outline and describe in Legacy. Now, that said, see, contact is not like picking up a phone and making a phone call.
Right.
No. Rather, it's a feeling of kindness and love that overcomes you from that being. That is the contact. The conscious mind and concentration. I'm going to contact Rick. I'm going to contact Rick. I'm thinking of Rick. I'm going to contact Rick. No. What's going to happen there is that might bring onto you an imposter. So we have to be very careful with all of this. It's not you. It's what you have in here that makes the contact. And if this is not in phase with a higher form of life, it's not going to happen. You want contact, you have to change yourself.
So if we are too anxious for contact, we're sort of what, vulnerable for sources that we shouldn't be receptive to.
That is correct. Please be careful. And be careful of those that say that they can make contact, because who knows what in the world is getting in there? Be very leery.
Ooh, that's interesting. You can think of people who have advertised in the era of internet, very easy to do, where I can put you in contact. You can talk with spirits. You can talk with aliens. It's not that easy. You can't get a group together, send out a text, and talk to a brother.
Now, if you can't talk to yourself coherently and understand your thoughts, how can you detect the truth of who is coming into your mind? You don't know yourself, much less what's coming in. So first, concentrate on you. Make sure you're clear. Then you'll begin to sift out experiences from the outside.
Powerful stuff. Again, a lot of this backed up with information at the website, and you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. This question is a little complicated here, a little complex, so I'll give you maybe 45 seconds to answer this one, because this could take a while. It starts off, I got three parts to this. Why are we here? What is our purpose for this life? And what is our goal in this life? I'll give you a minute.
Well, that's the ultimate question to life.
Wow.
Somebody out there would just say, well, life just happens. Not exactly. We're here to learn certain lessons that can only be learned here before you can move on somewhere else. Like I say in Vegas, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Well, what happens here stays here, and it has to be taken care of here. So the purpose of life is to go over, review what you've done this plane before you can move on. So our purpose is to apply what we learned in between lives on higher spiritual worlds before coming down and passing it on to our lower self, so that he can progress upward and out of this school planet. Now, I've got to tell you, that lower self is not a very good student. It doesn't like to be taught. And when you come down to teach it, boy, does it give you a warm reception. But that's why we get training in between lives, so we can deal with this lower self and teach it a few things. It could easily take a million incarnations to fix this lower self. But only those that are dedicated and are attentive and that make a mission to fix their lives, instead of chasing flying saucers and trying to contact these beings, you know, they can start doing something about it. So don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. Take care of yourself first. Be serious about it. Do everything you can do to learn what you've got in your heart. That's why you're here.
Robert Maxim, our guest in the program, author of the Legacy series. If you're just joining us, his website is rgaetan.com. We've had some really good questions tonight. I'm just trying to read them. I didn't come up with them. They are listener questions, and it could be your listener question. What you need to do is go to Robert's website, author comments there, author contact, and leave your question. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, viewer comments, and put the question in there for Robert. I love this next one. How long have I been me? How many years in different bodies? And it's interesting, I guess, when you think of the concept, how long have I been me? I've been me in this person for a number of years, a lot of years, as a matter of fact. But how long have I been me in different lifetimes?
Well, we have to figure out what me is. Now, me.
Okay.
I'll tell you what me is. me, for the most part, is the lower self. That's basically what we are down here. We are me. But what you really are is something much more than that. Imagine that you have a stack of printer paper, and it's got, say, 1,000 sheets in this stack. Well, the lower self is the bottommost sheet. You got all these other sheets above you. That's what you are. Now, you only see just that one sheet. But when you transition, when you die, then you begin to see all these sheets, and you begin to feel what these sheets feel like, what they know. Because you have also been training and feeding those layers of consciousness. So, now, the consciousness that comes down to the lower self is, you can actually separate your lower self from that consciousness when you are objective. And then you can stand back and watch that lower self and watch what it does. So then you realize what that thing is. And you realize what your consciousness is. And if you do that long enough and you clean your mental state, you begin to feel other consciousness. You begin to have astral travels and things like that. So most people don't realize they have those. And when you die, you become them. So how many years have you been in different bodies? You have been you since the beginning of time itself, living in many sentient forms and worlds. And this is going to go on until you outgrow the physical dimension and have learned to live in timeless spiritual dimensions. And when you overcome this dimension and go to a higher dimension, you're going to ask yourself that same question. How long have I been this me? Not the one you just overcame, but this new one. And when you overcome that one, you'll go to the next consciousness level, and you'll ask, how long have I been me over there? There's no time to the spirit. So that's why we are eternal. A little complicated, more than a minute. I hope it helps.
Well, yeah, that was a fascinating question and answer. We'd love to have your participation in the program. Very simple to do. Just go to either one of our websites, and I'll give you that information before the end of the program once again. And you can submit a question for Robert to tackle on the program. We talked about time before. This is sort of time-related as well. It's 2018 here. Is it 2018 on other planets?
No. That's because their time base is different, as well as the age of their civilization compared to ours. On the Venus plane that I was on, for example, 50 years over there transpire in 1 hour over here. You see, every atom has a different time zone, a time velocity of sense, if we can call it that. Worlds are no different. Body cells are no different. Everything from the atom on up has a different time zone. I know that we have E equals MC squared, and people think that approaching light speed is impossible, that weird things happen with time. That's not so. That's not so. Each atom, each world, everything that surrounds you has already a different time effect. I have a new scientific book that I have put up on the science tab of my website. It's a little long, it's about 120 pages, but read through that and you will find out how this time zoning works. It's got physics, got formulas, but I think it's, if you ignore the physics and just look at the text, I think there's a lot that will explain how all this time zoning actually works in the infinite.
Once again, directing to the website, so much information there. For the sake of Robert and people who are listening, we got about 5 minutes left in the program, so maybe a couple of more questions. It goes by way too quickly. This one is interesting. Again, multi-part question. Do you pray? What is the role of prayer, to praise or to ask for something?
Oh, my favorite subject. Thank you for asking this. I don't pray to ask, but to give. I do so to recognize my own errors and also to recognize lessons learned. You know, we have to be grateful to creation and universal law and learn from these fields. Prayer is the mental language of other worlds. Let me repeat that. Prayer is the mental language of other worlds. So one can say that when alien beings pray, they're connecting with infinity, and they do so non-stop.
I paused there because I'm trying to absorb what you're telling me. I'm like a student in class. I'm not really taking notes, but I'm listening, and I know I go to the website and get further information. It is always fascinating the way you lay that out there. So the way prayer is presented conventionally isn't necessarily the effective use of prayer.
Well, if you remember the Lord's Prayer that Jesus taught us in John, for example, you know, Father, thou art in heaven, etc. If you read that carefully, you find that each verse of the Lord's Prayer is a commandment. The first commandment, the second, the third. When it gets down to give us this day our daily bread, the word this day is a Hebrew reserved word for Shabbat, the fourth commandment, the day of rest. So you got 1, 2, 3, 4 ending on Shabbat. Give us this day. And then it goes into the remainder of the six commandments. Don't let us fall into temptation, etc. So when you read the Lord's Prayer, read it in that sense. It is not a prayer. It's a exercise of the Ten Commandments. Read it carefully.
People will not recite the Lord's Prayer again in the same way as they did before. They'll be thinking at it, thinking about it in a whole different way. I got a couple minutes. I'm going to try to squeeze this one in here. Do we properly listen for messages from aliens and other worlds? And I'm thinking the context of that is probably, maybe if we're not properly listening, maybe there's an effort made for a contact. Correct me if I'm wrong here. But we just don't pick it up.
You answered the question. Do we properly listen? No. And much less do we listen to our own inner self, our own higher self. If we can't listen to ourselves, how are we going to be able to listen to anything else talking? We'll be listening only to our ego, to ourselves, and we'll think it's an alien. It's not. We're just making it all up in our mind, and that's why it's so important to abandon this alien UFO hunt and deal with ourselves. When we're ready, when we're really clear, something will happen. But for the time being, we have to focus all of our attention and power and will on figuring out what's actually happening up here. Don't go chasing anything other than this. Figure this out first.
Okay, well, we will leave with that thought. We will leave the audience for tonight, but we will be back again for Legacy number 41. It's hard to believe that this concludes Legacy 40. You'll find all of these, by the way, at our website, thisweekinamerica.us, in the audio and the video. The video with YouTube, of course, and audio is on iTunes and Google Play and all of those. You'll find all the programs there. And once again, you've got Vegas coming up, what, October 20th, and you can still accommodate some people.
I will do anything possible to accommodate. I will even do it in a parking lot if necessary.
So don't let that hold you back. If you think, okay, it's going to be a sellout crowd, you can still get there and get into the conference. The number to call is 702 239-4308, 702-239-4308. If you can't jot that down, just go to Robert's website. Information there on that conference and information as they as it becomes available for conferences around the world that Robert will be having, and all sorts of other information there, as we had mentioned. That's rgaetan, GAETAN.com. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Robert, it is always a pleasure. We have more questions left over from tonight that we'll take on the next time. And again, if you have any questions, you can get a hold of Robert at his website. Send it to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and we will make sure that they're brought up on a future program. Robert, thank you once again for being with us. As always, great information. A pleasure. Thank you.
Absolutely, and thank the listeners as well for their cooperation.
Yes, and I appreciate you bringing that up, because the program tonight was, the content was provided by you, the listener, and we sincerely appreciate that. And keep the questions coming. We'll keep the answers coming at this end. You're listening to This Week in America. All the information on tonight's program at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.